The sound of clapping has, for many years, been a way to get a crowd in order. The ancient Mayans were no different. The Mayan chiefs used the call of the quetzal to address large crowds and keep them organized. According to David Ludman in the Journal of the Acoustical Society of America, hand claps in the Mayan pyramids produced a chirping sound that resembled the resplendent quetzal calls. The resplendent quetzal's long 20-inch tail feather was also used by the Mayans as a decoration for the chiefs. The quetzal uses his long tail to impress females to choose him as their mate. If you're lucky enough to be in Central America during the courtship season, March through May, you might get a chance to see the male quetzal flying in circles above the canopy in search for a female to accept his song and dance. Reporter Audrey Lane has the story.
Once the female accepts an offer of courtship, the couple get to work to find a suitable home to live in while they share the responsibilities of watching over their two eggs. Quetzals live in holes of rotten trees or holes that they have carved out from their hosts, such as a woodpecker hole. This could take hours or days. The quetzal will be spending the next 38 days in the nest, so it has to be just right. The parents search in a 10-mile radius, finding all the great places before finally settling down to a tree. This could be the first hole they find or the last one. It is always better to shop around before committing to a home. The chicks are fed worms, insects, and larvae for the first 10 days. After those 10 days, the quetzal babies eat adult food, which consists primarily of fruit from the loquet tree. The limestone staircase in Mayan pyramids caused the sound of the hand clapping of the chiefs to be echoed and magnified when a person claps. Ludman suggests that this acoustic engineering wasn't outside the comprehension of the Mayans. The quetzal was also the chief's spirit protector. When the chief gathered the group, him making the sound would have been a confirmation of that connection between the chief and the bird, a connection people wouldn't forget even by looking at the bird. Legend has it that the resplendent quetzal watched over the chief as he was dying in the battle with the Spaniards. When the night was over, the quetzal's breast was stained with the crimson Mayan blood. This is Audrey Lane reporting for the Biology of the Tropics class at the College of Worcester.